Okay, Mark, according to report, your situation became worse when the government in 2000 sent a delegation to Germany and other countries, declared that all Sierra Leoneans who sought refuge in those countries must return home because Sierra Leone was then a peaceful country.
Oh yes, that is true, because in as much as I'm concerned into that, I'm a victim of that particular situation. Yeah, we had a delegation from Sierra Leone here, came to Germany in particular, trying to convince the German government to at least, actually the purpose of going to Germany was not unknown, but they came up to me that they said now the war is over in Sierra Leone. So, I mean, by then they did not say we must go home. But for the mere fact that they declare that the war is over, so it's like they tune the German government now, they should send the Sierra Leoneans back home.
Well, can you tell us some of the traumatic and painful experiences that you've gone through whilst in the European countries?
Well, actually, it's too much. Some of the pains that some of we undergone. The manner in which they try to, deport people from Germany to Sierra Leone, especially Sierra Leoneans, is too cruel. And, you know, they have to force you, or whether you like it or not, they will force you. And if you tend to resist, they will have to beat you up, handcuff you, all those kind of malpractices that is inhuman. From the German side of it. When they come to here, even the Sierra Leone immigration, even though they will have to see all those things on you, they will never make any comment.
Well, Mark, back in Freetown, are you guys stigmatized or discriminated as a result of you being deported from Europe? Were you rejected by your families and friends there?
In that case, it is quite common here in our society in Sierra Leone that as a deportee, you face all those stigmatizations, traumas, and all those kind of psychological problems. People tend to ignore you for the mere fact they call you a failure. They think in Europe, when you're there, everything is all right. And if you come back home without a pen or pencil, and they will tend to call you a lot of names and all that kind of stuff. And it is too traumatic.
Did you engage the German government to discuss on this issue of deportation?
Well, today we'll be having a forum concerning that, and this is the second time that we'll be having this kind of a forum. And we've engaged the German government since then, but they never complied.
So how many deportees are we talking about here?
Well, in our organization, we about over 70 deportees we have.
From Germany?
What
about other European countries then?
Well, we do have another organizations here from another European countries, but they are not included in our own organization.
So people might say if you guys were involved in productive activities, you would not have been deported from Germany to Sierra Leone here.
Well, that is not the case anyway. In Germany, the simple fact is we would not have been deported if the Sierra Leone delegation did not go there for any other political reasons, you know, or because we had no problems there and everything was fine. We had our works, we had our families there. But for the mere fact that the delegation of Sierra Leone, when they declared that the war is over, so it's like they triggered the German government to start sending all Sierra Leoneans back home.
So what has been the relationship between you, the Sierra Leoneans residing in Germany, and the Sierra Leone ambassador at that time in that part of the country? What has been the relationship so far?
Well, the Sierra Leone ambassador had little to do towards that, because we engaged the Sierra Leone ambassador for every time. Well, let me say, for every individual as a Sierra Leone goes to Germany, you will have to first visit the embassy of Sierra Leone in that country. But the role of the ambassador there is as keen as any other normal person. Do they even regard you as that kind of person that you need help? You know, and that's the problem. Why the German government had to have the kind of audacity to start sending people brutally, or whether you like it or not.
So was his response favorable to you, to the asylum seekers there?
Well, the response of the on the side of the German side, the German people there actually they welcome the idea of having asylum seekers. But on the other side, it is very disadvantageous for the Sierra Leoneans to have on their own right to practice there.